You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Talking Nationals baseball this week here on Tuesday, March 22nd. Matt Wehmeyer joined by Nationals reporter Bill Ladson. And Bill, we thank you for the time. And Bill, let's start off with some congratulatory news for Nationals starter Gio Gonzalez. Not for anything he's done on the mound this spring, but he became a father to a baby boy, Enzo, back on Thursday. Congrats to he and the wife. And I think it's rather understandable, Bill, that he was not all that sharp during his Monday start, first two innings on the mound. And the discussions you've had with the new dad, how's he handling all the chaos right now?
He's handling it well. Yes, he didn't pitch well, but this is one happy guy. He's happy to have a son, and I think he'll settle down, and he's going to pitch the second game of the regular season, so he has to be ready. And the key with him, he has to cut down the walks. He has to throw less pitches. I mean, his games can take a long time. He can really get a lot of full counts. So that has to change this year, and hopefully by the time they play the Braves, in April, it can change.
And hopefully he gets some sleep between now and opening day in his first few starts of the year. And, Bill, this is something I brought up in previous podcasts with other writers, but regarding Clayton Kershaw last year, he, too, he and his wife had a baby girl, actually, just before the season began. And Kershaw was not quite Kershaw for that first month and a half, and I think that had a lot to do with it. Do you see this in some cases with some of the guys on the team where they become dads for the first time, or maybe even not the first time, that it just kind of throws off their rhythm because of that huge responsibility on their shoulders now?
No, man, no way. I think all you have to look at is Steven Strasburg. When he had his kid, I mean, I thought the guy became a much better pitcher. So I don't think having a kid, the birth of a kid, makes a difference. I just think that in this case, Gio will be ready to go, and I don't think it will matter. It's just a matter of making sure that he throws strikes. This is not something that's new. This is old, and hopefully he can get it together this year.
Yeah, hopefully. Well, there's no doubt he's a happy guy right now. He's on cloud nine, and we'll see what kind of a contribution he makes for the Nationals in 2016. Bill, remaining in the pitching staff, it's been an interesting couple of days for Bronson Arroyo, who thought that he had one injury, and then it turned out not to be the case, and it's slightly better than what was initially projected. Just kind of take us through this timeline and give us an update on where things are at regarding this mystery regarding Bronson Arroyo.
Well, at first he thought he had an 80% tear in his rotator cuff, and he thought he was done. But after he found out a couple of days later that he had rotator cuff tendon tears, I think he's going to try to give it a shot. And, he's going to rehab, and the Nationals are not going to release him. Even though he has a minor league contract, he's going to stay with the team. And, hopefully he can be back by May or June. So Dusty Baker really believes in him and believes that he can really help this rotation out. So, I got to believe in him. He knows him. He played with, he worked for him for 6 years. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and this is a guy that's been remarkably durable during his entire big league career as he's in his late 30s now. I don't think he'd ever had a DL stint prior to some mishaps here in the last couple of years. But if he can get his act together health-wise, as you said, Bill, he could be quite a contributor for this Nationals rotation moving forward. Bill, let's shift gears now to the lineup. And some guy named Harper, I hear he's pretty good. Back on Sunday, yeah. Bryce Harper, of course, launching his first two homers of the spring, and they both came off Justin Verlander, no less, who is experiencing something of a career renaissance of his own after a couple of down years. Now, this might sound absurd for a guy who was so obscenely talented in Bryce Harper, but do you think he felt even the slightest sense of relief when he finally put one over the wall for the first time this spring, given that it had been a couple of weeks and he still had the goose egg in that column?
No, because of spring training. If it was the regular season, I think he would be worried. But now, no way. I mean, it's too early, and he's going to get it together. I mean, he's their best hitter by far. And one thing I can tell you, that Bryce Harper is so confident, he's not worried about getting to a long slump in terms of hitting home runs. He's not worried at all.
And, you know, I want to get your feedback on Harper because, you know, in many people's opinions, and justifiably so, the best baseball player on planet Earth. And now, having said that, he's still just 23, which is amazing. So, given all that, do you feel he's in a position right now to be looked upon as a true team leader, a clubhouse leader, even though he is still amazingly the second youngest player on the major league roster despite entering his fifth big league season? How do you assess the role he plays in that clubhouse right now?
I think he's one of the leaders. I don't think he's the leader. I think it still comes down to Jason Worth and Ryan Zimmerman. I think in a couple of years, yes, no question, he will be the leader of the staff. He's definitely the leader on the field in terms of the offense and everything, but as far as that clubhouse goes, it's still Jason Worth and Ryan Zimmerman. You have some time before you see Harper leading a team that way.
And we mentioned that Harper is the second youngest guy on the team. The guy that has the distinction of being the youngest is Trey Turner. Not too far ahead of him on the age chart is Michael Taylor. They're playing for a manager in Dusty Baker, of course, he's had this track record, he's had this label all these years as being a guy that prefers the veterans over the kids, so to speak. So given the high ceilings for Turner and Taylor and the things that they could contribute to this team and who they're playing for, what kind of a role do you see for each of those young men here in 2016?
Well, before I even answer that question, I have to tell you that Dusty Baker gave Joey Votto his first chance. So I can't say that he doesn't give veterans, you know, a chance. So Trey Turner, I think he should be the starting shortstop, to be honest with you. And because of his speed, I think defensively he's pretty good. I think he'll get it together offensively. I think, to me, it's a no-brainer, but I think right now it's going to be Espinosa being the shortstop and Michael Taylor. You know, he's having a great, great spring. I think he's going to be the fourth outfielder when it's all said and done. I know a lot of people would prefer if he played over Jason Worth, but I'm telling you right now, that's not happening. So I see him as the fourth outfielder, maybe getting a start here and there to rest Worth and even Ben Revere, and that's about it.
And as far as Dusty Baker, you know, the hiring of him, much ballyhooed earlier this offseason, the guy is a three-time NL Manager of the Year. His track record speaks for itself. You know, we often see, even with the most experienced, talented guys in the managerial department, sometimes it takes a little while, maybe even a full season, to get fully acclimated to a new environment, a new team, and new players. Having said all that, how do you feel the fit has been thus far between Dusty Baker, after a couple of years off, and managing this ball club, which just has talent coming out of its pores?
So far, it's been great. It seems like the team seems more relaxed. They seem to be trying harder for Dusty Baker. I mean, Dusty Baker's giving everyone a chance to try to make this team. And, you know, it seems like Dusty Baker has been honest with them, straightforward. I think he's been great so far. And what I like more that I didn't take in starting spring training is that it seemed like they're more aggressive on the bases. I mean, they had a lot of stolen bases so far. I know it's just spring training, but it seems like with Davey Lopes there and Dusty Baker there, that they're going to be stealing a lot more bases. So I'm expecting Bryce Harper to be a 30-30 guy. I'm expecting Michael Taylor to steal a lot of bases off the bench. I mean, Ben Revere, I mean, he's going to be even better. So I didn't take that into account before it started, but I am now. It's going to be really exciting to see.
Yeah, it seems like he's been a great fit already for this Nationals team, and we'll see how that translates on the field. Like you said, maybe a few more stolen bases here and there as the season progresses. Bill, let's backtrack a little bit back to Sunday's game where Harper hit the two home runs. But before that, Joe Ross departed in the second inning after getting hit on the heel by a line drive. Seemed to be okay after the game. He was limping around pretty bad when it first happened. Any cause for concern here or not really?
No, he'll be okay. He's going to make his next start, and I'm expecting him to be ready for opening day. So he's fine.
And, Bill, just to wrap up here, as spring training reaches the home stretch, from everything that you've seen and observed so far of the guys on the field, either the guys that have spots locked in, the guys competing for spots, Give me one or two kind of pleasant surprises or pleasant developments that maybe you didn't see coming at the onset of spring training.
Well, I say Michael Taylor for sure because, you know, this is a guy that was known to strike out a lot. But this year, I'm seeing a different hitter. He's going the other way. Defensively, that was never a question. He looks even better defensively. And the other person I have to say, and he's not going to make the team, it's Pedro Severino. He could be the starting catcher next year. I mean, he's known for his defense, but I got to tell you, the ball really jumped off his bat this year in spring. And I got to tell you, I mean, if he keeps it up, I expect him to be the starting catcher next year for the Nationals.
Yeah, lots to look forward to, not just this season, but in the future with so many guys down in the pipeline that could contribute in years to come. Bill, great stuff as always. We thank you for the time, and we'll do it again next week for sure. In the meantime, Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras Washington Nationals.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.